This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. So sheer emotion, man. I was really happy the other night for the Astros. Still got the chills. They played as we were transitioning shows yesterday, and I was leaving the studio, and Reggie and Lopez and Figgy are playing audio from the night before with the Astros. The day after the Astros clinched the division, and you feel like I still get the chills. Even seven division titles later, like they still hits
yeah.
home.
Yeah,
it's fun,
yeah.
man. It's fun that you don't ever lose that. Or I hope to
I always like to tell other fan bases that too, in case they worry about whether or not we still enjoy. These
I do too. They love
victories.
To hear that. I find.
Yeah, yeah. Like, hey, listen, to guys, it's not for nothing. Right. We still do appreciate dominating you. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. It still feels really, really good. I just want you to know we get a lot of satisfaction out of it. I'm also happy for specific people, and as I'm watching the celebration in there, there were some more. I was happy for all of them, so there wasn't anybody I'm like, oh, I got to root for this guy. But there were some I was happier for than others for different reasons. So I've got my short list here, Seth, and if you want to, you know, either chime in or add to it, feel free to add to my Astros I'm happiest for list here. Number one will always be Jose Altuve. There's nothing about watching Jose Altuve run around with the goggles on and a Bud Light or whatever he has in his hand, or a Budweiser, and he's spraying his teammates. Like, watching Jose Altuve be happy will, till my dying day, be one of the things that makes me happy.
Oh, yeah.
I love Jose Altuve. Yes.
Well, at this point, it's not, his devotion to the team and his lack of interest in ever going anywhere else at all, just him being as deeply committed to it, that's something that's hard to come by in professional sports these days.
Yes.
You know, and that part of it is, it's just a different feel with Altuve than basically any other player. There's going to be an emotional connection between Astros fans and Altuve that very few modern fan bases get to enjoy and appreciate. So that part is really cool.
Someday, I'll explain to my grandkids, if I were to have grandkids, and I would say, yeah, Altuve was the one that was here before the World Series during the bad times. And they'll be like, oh, you mean like Bregman and Springer and Correa? Like, no. They got here in 2014 and 2015 and 2016. Yeah. No, I'm talking about a guy who was here in 2011, in 2013 when they won 51 games. Like, no, Altuve was here. He came into the organization in 2007 as the thing began to slide into the cliff. No. He was here during the capital T, bad capital B times.
I like that Altuve is the guy that could actually answer a lot of little trivia questions they ask on the broadcast during the game.
Yes.
About various nondescript players from 2009 or something. Altuve would actually be able to answer a lot of those.
I hate that game. Let me just say, I love Space City Home Network, but their Astro of the Game, their clues suck. They're three clues. Like, it's impossible to guess. It's impossible. Maybe that's the goal. Is it keeps you
around. Oh, shut up. You just don't know Brad Mills well enough.
the clues, I'm like, I have no idea. Oh, of course, it's Matt Dominguez. Oh, I should have known. Like, I hate that game so much. I love everybody that's part of that station and the broadcast. I hate that game so much. All right, next person I'm happy for, Jonathan Singleton. If you had asked Jonathan Singleton back in the day, someone else who was here during the bad times, by the way, Jonathan Singleton, just the much more circuitous route to get here during the good times.
Mm-hmm.
If you had said, hey, Jonathan Singleton, how's this champagne bath feel? He was part of it last year, too, obviously, so these are two in a row for him. But yeah, like, how's it, you know, if you'd asked me in 2013.
Him in those early days about how the champagne bath would feel, he'd be like, I'm not drinking any champagne.
Right, right.
That violates the rules of my, yes.
How soon do you think it'll be? And he'd be like, I don't know, maybe 3-4 years. Yeah, for some. But for you, it's going to be a full decade. And you're going to spend time in the Mexican League. And, you know, like.
I mean, Singleton, man. I mean, you go back to the Singleton signing the deal that he got, which ended up being smart but not so smart. Remember, it was a little bit controversial that he had signed his deal because he took a lot of money up front, but way less than he could have as a free agent, but he would never get to free agency.
Right.
Yeah, he's still working on his service years on that that regard. But he had a lot of issues that he had to work his way through.
I was really happy for him, man. He seems like a great dude. I'm happy for Josh Hader. Similar to Singleton, he was in the Astros farm system back in the day. And he got sent out in 2015 for Carlos Gogo Gomez.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't get his first champagne bath with the Astros for another decade after that. So, he was not as prominent a prospect as Singleton was at the time. But, you know, people, it gets lost in the shuffle here. Like the Josh Hader was maybe a year or two away from getting to be part of that 2017 gig, right?
It's hard for me to have as much. I don't get as happy about the guys that get big free agency contracts to come here. I'm like, okay, well, all right, I know it's not about the money, et cetera, but okay, you got paid to come here, and somebody else could have had you too if they spent more.
They could have. So. It's the full circle thing for me.
That's
the part of it.
Yeah,
I'm super happy for Hunter Brown. Who looked like his major league career was teetering on the brink, and now he's on the verge of being one of the, I don't know, I mean, Hunter Brown and Fromber, but Hunter Brown is probably one of the 15 to 20 most important players in the AL postseason when the season, like, he and Fromber collectively are the most important thing for the Astros, especially if Yordan Alvarez doesn't come back from his injury. So I'm happy for Hunter Brown. And I'm happy for Spencer Arrighetti, who was probably at the damn parade as a high school kid in 2017 when he was at Cinco Ranch, you know?
The hometown
aspect.
He's
spraying champagne on all these guys.
Yeah, the hometown aspect of that for Arrighetti is really, really cool. And then also because it was just, I'm guessing he probably had zero expectation of being called up. Well, maybe he thought he could have been called up as like a September call up or something this year, but not as a guy that was going to be a potential starter or a piggyback guy in the playoffs. And you know, that's really, really cool. I feel like it was a really bad list because you left off Blanco.
My whole list.
Yeah, your list. Yeah, because if you're talking about sentimental favorites or guys that you should be happy about, here's a guy that wasn't even considered a starting pitcher. Yeah. He's old by pitching prospect standards, and yet here he is, basically middle-aged player by baseball standards.
Yeah.
Being an integral cog in this team.
He had a good year. I should have had him on there probably.
Mauricio Dubon, who you should walk around happy for. 24/7, just because he seems to enjoy life more than anybody I've ever
he's
seen.
He's like Altuve light, you know what I mean? Like he's like just in terms of just be happy for him all the time.
Be happy for him.
Yeah,
I'm like I would say even if Mauricio Dubon worked in the mailroom or something, I'd be happy for him. Because I feel like that guy knows how to enjoy life. Just look at him.
Yeah,
he's always got that little mischievous smile on his face.
He's awesome.
Not mischievous in a way of like he just pulled a prank on the teacher or something, but almost just like he's just mischievous in that he's like he's happy for no reason whatsoever. He's just happy to be out there and playing baseball.
That's a good one. Mauricio Dubon probably should be on the list also.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
And then I won't, it's cool that you didn't mention these guys, but Jason Hayward and Victor Caratini.
I like them both. Yeah, I like them both.
I'm not saying you disliked these guys or anything, but I always like the veteran players that weren't marquee signings or were picked up off the scrap heap and then get to come and enjoy this environment and be a part of this experience.
I think it's cool that Hayward has been such a significant part of this for the Astros.
Yeah.
He got waived. He got DFA'd by the Dodgers. You know, like he was, you know,
the Dodgers have helped us a lot through the years.
First, they
gave us that World Series victory, which is awesome.
It was really nice.
They gave us Yordan for pretty much nothing.
Yeah.
They just said, Fields. Here you go. No big deal.
Yep.
Take this guy. We don't know what to do with him. Got a DH in this league, you see. No DH in this league, you see. Yeah. That's right.
And that'll never change.
Yeah. Yordan was no good to the Dodgers because they had no DH.
People weighing in on this, somebody says, I'm happy for Kikuchi. I am too. Given how that trade was viewed by a lot of the fan base, I'm happy for Dana Brown. We're doing just players here. But I said yesterday, super happy for Dana Brown, super happy for Joe Espada. Kikuchi, for sure.
Kikuchi's a guy. Let me ask you this about Kikuchi.
Yeah.
So Kikuchi gets his famous 14 hours of sleep the night before he starts.
Respect.
I like to look at successful people and sometimes think, okay, what's something that they do differently that, for whatever reason, people don't adopt and do?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times with really successful people, they have little idiosyncrasies or stuff, and people are very quick to try to copy successful people. It's a smart thing to do. Mm-hmm. And yet, some things go a little too far. The 14 hours of sleep seems to be something that a lot of great athletes really will, they'll come right out and say, hey, this will blow you away with what it will do for you. Trust me on this. And people are like, it's the one area where people are like, nah.
Here's
might work for you, but not for me.
No. I'll tell you what it is. This is just for me, at least, that it is 14 hours is a massive chunk of the day. It eats into your time to get stuff done. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you are now left with 10 hours to get, like, to get stuff done. And I know people are going to say, Sean, you have 10 hours. Well, yeah, I mean, like, I have a job. And I spend a lot more time than just these 4 hours working on this job. 10 hours, especially Kikuchi has a job where he's really only doing his hardcore work, like the start once every 5 days. I know there's other work during the rest of the week. Here's the big thing. Kikuchi, others in sports that get 14 hours of sleep, they've got the resources to hire people to go do the menial stuff during the day that the rest of us need to go do, like go to the store.
But if it's that,
go
if
to
it's
the post
that
office.
Vital, all right, for somebody that would have the means to do that, say, like somebody just that's an executive at a company or what have you, what's preventing them from doing that? And what's preventing them, I didn't realize you had to binge watch Game of Thrones that evening. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Don't watch your hour. You agree that people wholesale ignore the advice to get a huge amount of sleep? Just to get 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah, no. 14 is off the grid. To get 8 hours of sleep, yes, they do. They do. Now, I would say this about the 14 hours. You're going to be an incredibly uninteresting person if you're getting 14 hours of sleep. And unless you're telling everybody about what you're dreaming about at night. You know?
Yeah, I don't think he gets 14 hours a night. Yeah. I think it's 14 hours a night before
starts. The night before starts?
Yeah, okay. I would imagine. Yeah. I can't imagine he's getting 14 every day. Yeah, I was looking at it as like 14 hours once a week or whatever before a big thing.
I wouldn't be able to do it. I wouldn't be able to do it. I feel like I'm missing out on too much stuff.
Yeah. Ultimately, that's what it comes down to. People aren't willing to make that sacrifice.
Yes. Yep.
It's a sacrifice because it sounds like no big deal. Like, 14 hours of sleep. Just do it. Why aren't you doing it? The answer is usually, I don't want to make that sacrifice.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. Okay. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Hey, J.J. Watt was on Pat McAfee yesterday. Confirms something the Texans did this past weekend that Seth and I, we hypothesized. J.J. Watt confirms it. We'll get to that coming up next.